Today, our geography topic is natural disasters. When I think about natural disasters, I imagine dramatic storms in foreign places and lots of destruction. But the United Nations defines a natural disaster as the consequences of events triggered by natural hazards that overwhelm local response capacity and seriously affect the social and economic development of a region. It's interesting to note the things I'm typically thinking of, like hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, landslides, winter storms, wildfires, flood, or volcano, is a natural hazard. But the response of the government and people can make it a natural disaster. Hazards are impossible to escape, but with proper preparation and response techniques, disasters can be avoided. So let's look at a case study of a natural hazard and how it became a natural disaster. We're going to look at an example from the United States in preparation to help you look and examine natural disasters in your assigned country. So on May 22nd, 2011, well, that was a Sunday, there was a Category 5 tornado that touched down in Joplin, Missouri. A Category 5 storm means that the winds can be up to over 200 miles per hour, and the tornado in Joplin had a 6-mile long path of destruction that was 3/4 of a mile wide. 8,000 structures were damaged or destroyed in the city. That's about 30%. There were 161 fatalities and more than 1,000 injuries. This was the deadliest tornado within the past 25 years in the United States, but the damage was also the most costliest in recorded history. The reason that Joplin was at risk is because it's in Tornado Alley. You may have heard this term before, and it's because of geography that this happens. You have cold wind and air and storms coming from the north, the Arctic, that mix in with dry air from the southwest that's warm, and wet, moist air that's also warm from the south. And they mix around in the central plains and just create a lot of turbulence that can turn into a lot of storms during certain types of the year. And that's what created the Joplin tornado. The impacts of this disaster were, again, that 30% of the town was destroyed, including some key buildings like the high school and medical facilities and major shopping places like Walmart or Home Depot. It went through the center of town, which contributed to the large amount of destruction. If it had just gone a few miles around the town, the damage would have been less severe. It took 75 days to clean up the debris. But fortunately, there were a lot of volunteers to help with the process. 1 year later, over 130,000 people had volunteered in Joplin in some way to help repair. Hundreds of millions of dollars were spent in loans to repair and to get the economy going again. But the problem was that still people were living in makeshift trailers, and there was an economic downturn even a year later. So the Federal Emergency Management Agency analyzed the situation and came with suggestions of how the city of Joplin and the state of Missouri could have handled this better. And they're using it to apply to other towns in the region to prevent a disaster like this from happening again. Pay close attention to this because it's similar to the activity you'll be completing with your own Model United Nations country. They decided that they wanted a better system for dealing with the volunteers that came. The people rushed to Joplin to help, but were sometimes ineffective because they would redo search and rescue areas, or they didn't use proper techniques, or they got in the way of the more experienced researchers. So having a better communication system and one lead system and organization to be in charge of handling the volunteers. They wanted a more specific warning system so it would warn people in multiple ways. Joplin has 25 sirens that went off at the time, and that was great. It gave people half an hour of warning to be safe. But a lot of people are used to hearing the sirens because they test them weekly and they go off when there's a tornado with a lot less severity as well. So they weren't clued into how serious the conditions were going to be. They also recommended building more shelters in large businesses like the Walmart or the Home Depot where people could go to be safe because a lot of people don't have basements in their homes and there aren't any community centers that are designated safe areas. Finally, they recommended a uniform code for communicating among disaster relief organizations, the media, and government organizations to make the process smoother. So hopefully you enjoy learning about this case study and how natural disasters affect people. And we will be covering more information later this week.